This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 3rd. Welcome to This Day in History. That is Symphony No. 3, Fourth Movement, composed by Florence Price. We rarely learn about women composers in our history, and it's even more rare to hear Florence Price's story as an African-American woman composer, who we remember today. She passed away on this day in 1953. She was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, was a prolific composer, publishing over 300 works, the first of which being published when she was 11 years old. She's remembered as the first African-American woman to have had a symphony performed by a major orchestra, and today we remember Florence Price by playing her Symphony No. 3, Fourth Movement. It was 1943, and the Zoot Suit Riots began today in Los Angeles. Zoot Suits, with their big-shouldered coats and pleated baggy pants suits, two-toned shoes, were all the rage in the 1940s in the Mexican and black communities of L.A. Jazz artists, young people from all races took up the style. But the mayor and L.A. City Council banned the wearing of pleated zoot suits as a badge of hooliganism. L.A. was a southern racist town, and it was 1943 at the height of World War II. Mexican Americans continued to wear them. On this day, a clash occurred between zoot suit-wearing Mexican Americans and U.S. Marines and Navy personnel, who thought zoot suits were unpatriotic. In response, hundreds of L.A. police called the Vengeance Squad took to the streets, beating and arresting Mexican-American, African-American, and Filipino-American men in zoot suits, stripping them of their clothes, which they burned in piles in the street. And the Latino and black communities erupted in response. The zoot suit riots gripped the nation in the midst of the war. And people like First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt and others decried the treatment of racism against Mexican-Americans in this country. And today in 2013, the trial of United States Army Private Chelsea Manning began for leaking classified documents to WikiLeaks. It began at Fort Meade, Maryland, coming exactly 2 years before today's signing of the NSA reforms that say nothing about protection of whistleblowers whose data revelations led to today's reforms. And it's the birthday of African-American physician Dr. Charles Drew, born in 1904 in Washington, D.C. He rose to fame, becoming a worldwide expert on blood plasma, and because he developed the system to keep blood and store blood plasma in huge quantities for long periods of time. These advances saved thousands of lives of soldiers during World War II and allowed for the development of the modern blood bank system. Despite this, he was fired from his American post when he protested policies that did not allow African Americans to donate blood to universal banks. And he died in 1950 in a car accident in Florida after doing an all-night shift as a surgeon. There's a popular myth that Dr. Charles Drew died because he was not allowed a transfusion, a technique he developed by a segregated hospital. While he faced many racist obstacles his whole life, this particular story is not true, but we remember Dr. Drew today. We also celebrate the birthday of entertainer and activist Josephine Baker, born on this day in St. Louis, Missouri in 1906. And here's a song for your June the 3rd soundtrack. Just as we open this day in history with a prolific female composer, we close it today with a prolific musician in another genre, the blues. I'm talking about Memphis Minnie, who was born today in 1897 in the Algiers community of New Orleans. At age 13, Memphis Minnie ran away to Memphis to pursue music. From there, she enjoyed a long recording career that spanned the Great Depression and World War II. And we celebrate her birthday with her song, Hoodoo Lady Blues. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit SteinerShow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with our program. And the Duke's mine, but don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me.